Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store from any of their retail partners. Now, they have loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries. And just to give you an idea of some of them, Easy Living Interiors, DID Electrical, DFS, Harvey Norman, B&Q. And what Hum Finance helps you with is making a big ticket item more affordable, enabling you to spread the cost of paying for a big ticket item like a suite of furniture or a brand new cooker or whatever it is that you need. Hum Finance can help make larger purchases more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website at shophum.com. In fact, go to the website and you will see exactly how many retail partners they are hooked up with. You go to the website and then you can apply for finance to purchase whatever it is you need to purchase right there and then on their website. Shophum.com, and you can get, say, for example, a garden upgrade, technology, furniture, fashion, home improvements, jewelry, health and beauty, bikes, motorbikes. The list goes on and on and on. Shophum.com, and we would like to thank them for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Is it fair that somebody who is living in a council house would be evicted for not paying their rent or for having significant rent arrears? It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen from time to time. And when it does happen that somebody gets literally thrown out of where they've lived because they have rent arrears, some people aren't at all happy by this. They believe that it is not fair to be throwing somebody out on the street because they've hit on hard times and they literally can't afford their rent.
But there obviously has to be a cut-off point. And my point would be, if you are a council tenant, yeah, you're not paying a huge amount of money. Now, we'll find out from our guest who's coming on in a second, we'll find out exactly what the average rent is on a council house. But you're not paying. If I look at how much myself and my wife pay in a mortgage, yeah, there's nobody paying council rent what we pay in a mortgage. And I'm sure if you are a mortgage owner as well, listening to this, you are paying huge money. A lot of people are paying 3/4 of their wages go on. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're a council tenant, you're not being asked to come up with much. And if you can't do that, from what I believe, the council only do it as a last resort. They're not kicking people out over owing £500 or anything like that. It has to run up. So there has to come a point where the council turn around and say, you are taking the mick. You're literally taking the mick. We have no choice but to kick you out. And if that means you're homeless, like, you're not being asked to come up with much.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm reading some of the comments that we posted a message about this on our Facebook page before recording today. And a lot of the comments were from people saying things like, it's an absolute disgrace that people are being thrown out when they've hit on hard times. Other messages, obviously people bring foreigners into every conversation.
Foreigners coming into
You're giving them houses and we're not giving our own people houses. People fall on hard times, cost of living, blah, 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 blah. I want to talk to a councillor from South Dublin Council, and his name is Councillor David McManus from Fine Gael. And David, you were highlighting to us a particular case with a massive amount in unpaid rent. Tell us, without obviously identifying the particular case, tell us what you know about this particular case.
Hi, Adrian. Yeah, but 2 weeks ago in the District Court, South Dublin County Council got authority from a judge to end the tenancy we had in place. It was for an individual who had ran up arrears over €20,000. And just to bring this back to the start, I hear people saying things like, you know, oh, somebody has a council house, it's great, they get free rent. There's no free rent in a council house, people have to pay rent for it. But if you get a council house tomorrow from us in South Dublin County Council and we're giving the keys to Adrian Kennedy, we give them 3 rules to follow in terms of being a good tenant. The first one is look after the property like it's your own. We look after the repairs, but please respect the property, look after it. Number 2, be a good neighbour. Don't be throwing any loud parties. Be a good neighbour. Be considerate to those around you. And finally, please pay your rent on time. And people will get into difficulty. We're fully aware of that. If people engage with us and explain to the housing officer something happened in the family, there was an unexpected bill that came in, we people and try and move heaven and earth to help people. Unfortunately, though, in the last number of years, this predates the recent cost of living difficulty that a lot of people are facing. The rent arrears in South Dublin is now around 10 million in South Dublin County Council alone. In Dublin City Council, it's about 36 million. And the average rent that we charged in recent years in South Dublin was about €55 a week. So if you're on a social welfare payment of about €230, €240 a week, we would only ask you to pay 10%. So we'd ask you to pay €24, €25 a week. If people get into difficulty, we're happy to sit down with them, give them advice, and we say to them, look, if you get your payment on a Thursday through the post office of €240 a week, immediately make sure that you pay your €25 a week to the council, keep everything on board, you know, keep in touch and pay your rent.
Okay, so just to clarify that, the average rent that South Dublin Council charges is €55 a week, okay?
And in recent years,
okay. And yep. Somebody who is on a social welfare payment, who is living on social welfare, will pay approximately, what did you say, €24, €25 a week?
It's 10%. 10%. So if you have two people and the household income is €500 a week, we'll say to them, pay us roughly €50 a week.
Okay, so not a huge amount of money. So how is it then that somebody can rack up an arrears of €20,000? How does that happen, considering that the average rent, as you said, is €55 a week? It takes a long time to build up €20,000's worth of arrears.
It does, and I've had people say to me that perhaps you're a bit too soft, and the impression is that you can get away with without paying your rent. We will sit down and engage with people. Once somebody goes into arrears, we'll send them a letter, show them the latest statement in terms of where they stand. They should be paying €50 a week. In recent weeks, they've only been paying 30 or 40. And I think now the screw is beginning to turn in terms of people's realization that the council is not a soft touch. And in cases where we believe people won't engage and won't stick to a payment plan, it comes to a point in the road where, sadly, we have to go to the district court, make a case to a judge to say, look, this is not working out. We've gone through every option available with them. We brought in the MABS, the Money Advisory Budgetary Service. We've sat down with them. We've given them advice. We've asked them to follow a certain schedule in terms of payments. And in some cases, people will come forward and say, right, I'll pay an extra €5-6 a week to make up for the arrears. That's great. That's appreciated. In other cases, people then break that repayment plan and we're back to ground zero.
Okay,
again.
So with this particular individual with €20,000 in arrears, that has to have been racked up. I was just calculating there that took at least 6 or 7 or 8 years of literally not paying any rent.
Yeah, they may have been paying small amounts of rent. You know, they may have been, you know, due to pay 50 and only paying €10. You know, that's how arrears can build up. But I think the important thing now is for people to realise, for anybody in difficulty, the council is not a soft touch. And the money you take in and get the €50, where does that go to? When you need your boiler serviced, or the door is hanging off the hinges and you need the door to be fixed, we have council staff who need the resources to go out and be able to repair properties, put in place new doors, new windows. So the money we take in rent, it's not going off to put in a playground, you know, in another part of the county. The money stays in the housing budget, and that money will be ring-fenced for people in council houses, because when you have a house, you can't just let it run to wreck and ruin. The council has to be a good landlord. They have to step in every couple of years and do repairs to the house to keep the standards up. So the flip side of this is that, unfortunately, and you'll hear this from tenants in Dublin City Council as well, the property is not being maintained. There's black mould on the ceiling. The house is freezing. The heating system doesn't work. There's a lot of onus on us, and rightly so, to be a good landlord and to step in and do the repairs. And that's where that rent comes from. So the money comes in rent, and we use it to fix up the property as time goes on.
Okay.
So it should be.
What is your feeling then, your personal view on somebody racking up €20,000 in arrears and eventually having to be taken to court to get rid of them, essentially? Would you like to see the council getting even stricter and not enabling somebody to rack up €20,000 worth of arrears?
I think the council management now have started to tighten their approach in recent years. It's an unfortunate reality that for some people, this is where they end up. And speaking to council management, it's not as if they haven't warned people and given them very clear indications as to the road they're on if they keep up this sort of activity. It's not just rent arrears as well now. There's other issues, like I mentioned, antisocial behaviour. If the Gardaí are onto the council, there are other grounds for having to come forward to end some of these tenancies, but it's only in the case of where very clear warnings have been given. But from speaking to council management, they are telling us there are a cohort of people who do not engage with us, unfortunately. And this is when we send somebody out to the house, we knock on the door and we explain to them we're from the council or from the housing office. We do need to sit down and have a discussion about this and work out some sort of plan. And if people have genuine difficulties and there's been something happened in the family or anything else, we're very willing to listen and to find a way to help them. But as it stands at the minute, our only option then is to go to the district court and ask the judge to terminate the tenancy.
Okay, David, I want to read a message that's just come into us this moment. And by the way, if you want to message us, our number is 085 825 2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. But this message just came in from one of our listeners. Her name is Angie, and she says, so the council have just made this poor man homeless. Well, we don't know that it's a man, actually. He's another statistic and will be sleeping in a doorway. Eviction should never be an option. It is disgusting. How would you respond to that, David?
I also speak to lots of people who have a son or daughter who's on the housing list for many, many years, and they're eager to get a council house. And they say to me, you know, my son, Johnny, you know, he's a carpenter, he's a plumber, he's a good person. If you give him the house, he'll look after it, he'll pay the rent, and he won't be coming to you wanting to get doors fixed and everything else. You know, he'll be a good tenant. So I think in a time of housing crisis, the state has to step up. We're building a lot more social housing, which is badly needed. We also have to expect...
This call is being recorded. Oh. This call is no longer being recorded.
I have to expect tenants to play their part and take responsibility and pay their rent on time.
Okay, so the argument is that at a certain stage, eviction is inevitable if somebody just won't engage, just won't pay their rent, and just wants to have nothing to do with paying their rent and racking up a huge debt. You're saying, ultimately, that has to end in eviction.
Yes, and that has been the case now for the last 50, 60 years in terms of how local authorities have managed this issue. In terms of the country, if you look nationwide, it's Dublin City Council and South Dublin who seem to have the biggest difficulty in collecting rent. If you go outside Dublin to Cork or Tipperary or Limerick, they seem to have a much better record in terms of collecting rent from tenants. So,
sorry, David, this case in particular, obviously we can't name the individual. It was a person living on their own, was it?
I believe it was one person living on their own. It went to court and the judge agreed with South Dublin County Council the tenancy should end.
And do we know exactly how much this individual was expected to pay in rent on a weekly basis? Do we have that figure?
I wouldn't have that figure, but I can say that the average rent at the minute today is about €70 a week. In recent years, about €50-55 a week, average.
Okay, so in order to, like I said, in order to run up an arrears of €20,000, this person obviously paid no rent for years on end, or very little rent.
Yes, and they weren't able to explain to the council what the difficulty was. Like, if somebody comes to us and says, listen, there was a death in the family, there's a funeral bill now between the siblings of a couple of €1,000, we will extend them a bit of support and give them time to try and manage their affairs. And again, we do sit down with people and say to them, you know, the first thing you should do when you get your payment, be it your wages from your employer or social welfare, put aside your money every week for the rent. for your food, for your ESB, for your gas bill, and then you have your few pounds for your own spending. You know, that's the sort of advice we give people. And I should say, when I'm here, we do have lots of tenants who are actually they pay more than what's owed. So we have people who owe us 50 euros a week and they pay 55 or 60 euros a week. And then for the summer period or Christmas, they don't owe us anything. They can effectively not pay us for a few weeks because they're in the green rather than in the red, if that makes sense. They're in credit.
Okay, where somebody like this particular individual was clearly taking the piss, basically, not engaging, not paying, and just hoping it would all go away and that the person wouldn't be evicted. But ultimately, that has to happen.
Yes, and the arrears in South Dublin are about 10 million a year. That's money that we could use to maintain and look after council properties or even perhaps build more council houses, which is badly needed. And in Dublin City Council, the arrears at the minute are around 35, 36 million. So I think Dublin City Council are also going down the very same route for tenants who will not engage and don't stick to any sort of repayment plan, unfortunately.
All right, Councillor David McManus, Fine Gael Councillor for South Dublin Council, thanks very much indeed for joining us on the Opinions Matter podcast. It's that message I really want to debate with you from Angie, and I'll read it to you again. So the council have just made this poor man homeless. He's another statistic and will be sleeping in a doorway. Eviction should never be an option. It is disgusting, says Angie. What's your view on that, Jeremy?
But if that individual that's after being kicked out of because the house has been repossessed, if he was a private tenant renting from a landlord...
He's not, though.
No, but if he was, he would have been gone after missing 2 months' rent.
Yeah.
And I know I've been in the rental situation. I've rented before. I rented property. And it was pretty much written in black and white on our contract that if you didn't pay the rent... The landlord will come in and literally turf you out.
Okay, but if somebody is...
But the council is a landlord.
I'm aware of that, but... At the end of the day, this guy... we don't actually know if it's a man or a woman, okay? But this individual...
Let's say for argument's
obviously
sake,
had hit hard times.
Hard times we are. So it's hard times, and this individual, was being asked to come up with what? Max 50 quid a week.
Something like
max
that, yeah.
50 quid a week, yeah? On top of all... You have to remember, by the way, guys, on top of all the other allowances that person would have been getting, whether they were on low income or whether they were unemployed, they were getting this huge safety net wrapped around them. Like, a roof... By the way, this wasn't an apartment. This was a house. As in, you know, upstairs, downstairs, chimney, the whole lot. So that person was getting a huge property for 50 quid a week. When there's people
again, Jeremy, this is obviously an individual that was living on very little means, okay?
And literally giving up the finger to the rest of us. I'm sorry, there's people who are out working 60. There's people.
But let me go back to Angie's message.
Let me finish this.
The council have done is they have made this poor individual another homeless statistic. Okay.
No, they're going to give the house to somebody who will actually not take the piss. There are people listening to this podcast now. The middle class, the hard workers, who are doing 60 hours a week. They're driving from Meath up to Dublin every day for work. They're putting loads of money in their tank and they're living in 2-bedroom boxes, less than the size of the house that fellow was living in. And they're paying either rent or mortgage of... I saw a place...
Okay, so the bottom line is you've absolutely no sympathy for this individual, regardless of their circumstances, being thrown out on the street.
How could you have?
Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. And Lorraine, I'll talk to you in just a moment after we hear from Keith.
Hell yes. I'm in a corporation house and I'm paying 500 quid a month, meaning the two kids are working. So I don't know how you get that you're not paying an awful lot. I think it depends on your job and stuff. I'm not too sure how it works, but that's what I pay. Anyway. Thanks.
So, Keith, sorry, I just want to go back on your message for 1 second.
I'm in a corporation house. Yeah. I'm paying 500 quid a month.
500 quid a month you're paying in rent. And you think that's a lot, Keith?
That's Keith.
Do you?
With the greatest of respect, that is.
And importantly, both you and your son are working, said.
Two kids.
Hang on, let me hear. Hang on. He said.
You get that you're not paying an awful lot. I think it depends on your job and stuff. I'm not too sure how it works, but that's what I pay. Anyway.
Okay, hang on.
I'm in a corporation house and I'm paying 500 quid a month.
Me and the two kids are working.
So that's three...
Three people working in the house.
In the house.
And they're paying 500 quid
so you're literally
a month
you're literally
in rent.
To come up with about 160 quid. Again, That's not the real world we're living in, because in the real world, there were people paying 1,800 quid, $2,000 for two bedroom boxes in Dublin. That is not a lot of money to have to come up with. Or am I living in the dream world here?
And as Amanda just said, Keith, I know you're living in a bit of a dream world, because 500 quid a month is a bargain and a half, as Amanda just said.
Because if you were private renting, Keith, you wouldn't get a kennel for that. Boarding a cat or a dog when you go away on holidays
is more expensive. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
The council didn't make him homeless. He made himself homeless.
Well, no, ultimately the council did, because they took it to court and got him evicted.
How do you have 20 grand worth of debt for rent? You know it has to be paid. I'm in a council house. It comes out of my bank account every week, my rent. Like, how do you rack up 20 grand of debt in rent?
I don't know, and a lot of people think it shouldn't ever get to that stage. If you miss 2 months' rent, you should be thrown out. But a lot of people believe that you shouldn't ever be thrown out, because
if he was in a private house, he'd be turfed out straight away.
But he's not in a private house. He's in a state-subsidised house, and that's what a council house
is. That's him sticking his two fingers up at everybody, basically. I get to live here for nothing. You as well, I get to stay here for nothing. No, I totally disagree. I think you should be turfed out.
What about the message then from Angie saying that the council have just made this poor individual homeless?
He made himself homeless, as I said. You don't rack up 20 grand worth of debt and expect to stay in the house.
I'm sure when the court case came around, he said, please bear with me, I'll get to it, I'll make payments and everything else. The council obviously don't believe him, because he hasn't up to this point. And by the way, we're assuming that this person is a man. I'm saying it as well. But you think that it is reasonable at a certain point that the council throw people out?
Yeah, it's him taking the absolute proverbial piss and sticking his two fingers up. As I said, I am in a council house. I live in a council house. And my rent comes out of my bank every week. So I know it's paid. You also get a card where you can go and pay for it in the post office. You know your rent has to be paid.
And I'm sure this person knew their rent had to be paid as well, but just hit on hard times.
I know, I'm sorry. No. I just think, no, it's wrong. You know your rent has to be paid. Your rent, your electricity, all of that has to be paid before everything else.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Sorry,
you'll probably need to take a headache tablet. Our good friend, John.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the comment he made?
No. Oh, the councillor scumbags.
Scumbags for kicking him out. So the council are the bad people. How are the council the bad people here?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Well, John, how are the council the bad people here?
Well, what the fuck is the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
I don't get this. Okay, right, let's call a spade. So we kick him out, okay? So he's out on the streets, okay? Then he needs to be put in a hostel. Then he needs to put it, wherever he is, a hotel, a hostel. I don't know where he's going to go, you know? And then he's going to go back into the housing system. How does this fucking make sense? How does making some people homeless make sense here? And you know, we need to sit down and dialogue with whoever he is or whatever this guy is.
For this individual,
he needs to be brokered here. You know, I don't believe in making anybody homeless. There's no excuse to make someone homeless.
But there's also no excuse to run up 20,000 euro in arrears.
I get that. I don't know what's going on there, or what he did, or what he's been through.
In order to run that up, the council obviously engaged with him over the years, and he literally ignored them and thought the problem might go away.
Adrian, I don't know the circumstances, how he came to this route of 20,000, but I do know this. Kicking him out and evicting him is not the answer. You know, there's people losing their homes all over the Ireland, you know, whether they're in rented accommodation, whether they're in state funded accommodation, or in, you know, mortgage accommodation. You know, this has got to stop. You know, we only heard there last week, Adrian, 150 million for the City West Hotel, for the Noy Pass Centre. look, I sent that message into you. What about a rent amnesty for people? Okay, give them a chance. Give them a fucking chance and give them a rent amnesty. There's plenty of money in this country. Give them a rent amnesty and say, okay, listen, here's the story.
So hang on, John, hang on. Reward people who don't pay their rent.
No, it's not a reward by no means. As I said to you already, there's 150 million bars in an OEPAS centre. Can we not do a deal with this guy? Can somebody not? See, this South Dublin County Council is fucking huge. Can some idiot not in that office make a deal with this guy instead of fucking him out in the streets? Tell me that. Is there not nobody down there?
They would have only taken this to court at the end of this process. In other words,
I went through this with a friend of mine, okay, and I've helped him along the way. And look, I know exactly what happened here, and I know exactly what happened. People do bury their heads, Adrian, and they hope it's going to go away, and it doesn't. And this is what happened to this guy. You know, I don't know his circumstances. I only know the circumstances where I helped my friend that he thought it was going to go away. I said, listen, we got to hit this on the head. We got to nail this on the head. These fuckers are going to start boarding up the house.
So what you're saying is, for people in arrears, we should have a rent amnesty. And
Of course, I don't see why not. Wipe
the slate clean for everybody.
Wipe the slate clean and say, listen, here it is now. You're getting a second chance. Don't fuck it up.
So why are me and my wife paying the guts of $2,000?
You chose to do that, Jeremy. I went with you. Hold on. We had this before, Jeremy, okay?
No, we haven't had it before.
You chose to go and buy your own home. This guy didn't go and buy his own home, okay? You hadn't got the money to go and buy his own.
Okay, so I'm the mug here, am I? Because we're paying...
I'm not saying you're the mug. You called yourself a mug there. I never called you a mug. I'm just saying it doesn't make fucking sense, Jeremy, to put a guy out on the street.
But you know what doesn't make sense? What doesn't make sense then, John? It doesn't make sense that we're paying the guts of $2,000 a month on a mortgage when we could just pack in...
That's going to be your home. You have the means to do that, Jeremy. You have the means to do that. You have the means to run a car.
It's called getting a job.
No, fair play. Here, look, you're getting your Blue Peter badge. It's on the way.
I'm not looking for
Blue Peter. We don't know the circumstances of this guy and how he got here.
But John, as I said, for somebody to run up $20,000 worth of rent, that person literally has to have given the two fingers.
I don't think anybody's given the thumbs up or the fingers if he's getting fucked out. I really don't. I don't know where he has to come with this. He's given the fingers.
Stay there for a second. Lorraine, what do you say to all of that? That we should have an amnesty for people in rent arrears.
How does that make sense? How does that actually make sense? What's the point then of anybody paying rent? If that's the case, we're going to wipe the slate clean for everybody. Everybody, don't pay your rent.
But this is obviously historical, Ryan. That's why. This is obviously historical. It's obviously going on. This didn't only happen over the few years, the last year or two.
But John, he hasn't paid. He's racked up 20 grand worth of debt.
Lorraine, the answer is not to turf him out and make him homeless. It's not. I don't care what anyone says here today.
Jeremy racked up 20 grand worth of debt tomorrow in his house.
The fact of the matter is, he shouldn't be. You know, what's the point in it, Lorraine? Because I tell you why, he's going to go back through the system again, all the way back out down.
He shouldn't go back through the system.
Leave him on the street, Lorraine. Leave him on the street. Is that the way it is?
20 grand worth of debt.
I should, Jesus, shoot him, for fuck's sake, if that's the case. You know, he racked up 20 grand. As I say, Lorraine, I don't know why he did. I don't know why, but the fact of the matter is, this is it. He has. And the fact of the matter is, fucking him out in the streets is not going to fucking change this.
Okay, let's deal with that for a second. Throwing this individual out on the street, which is what has happened now, this person has been evicted from this South Dublin Council property. All that is going to achieve is absolutely nothing. It will achieve nothing except making this individual homeless.
But our agent, he racked up this 20 grand debt. He did this to himself. The council didn't do it. The council tried to engage with him before all of this happened. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they didn't want to make him homeless. I'm sure they engaged with him before this. So this whole argument of sticking your head in the sand is bollocks, because I'm sure the council engaged with him before this. Why not give it to somebody who will actually pay for it? If that had to have been Adrian or yourself or Jeremy who racked up that type of debt, the bank could take the house back.
Yeah, of course it would, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. What's the difference?
Well, John, what is the difference?
Because it's a council house.
I'm not going through this already, Lorraine. I'm not going through this. People have lost their houses through mortgages and through, you know, no matter what it is, you know, rents here in Ireland, you know, whatever you're renting, you know, friends of mine have lost their houses through mortgage companies. They've came for them for you know, literally, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 euros. But the fact of the matter is, it now it's the council throwing people. So it used to be the mortgage companies evicting people. Now it's the council. It's not going to work. This is never going to work. Evicting people, it's never going to work. I don't care what any of you say. It's not going to work. This needs a different approach. I don't know what approach this is, Adrian, Lorraine, Jeremy, but the fact of the matter is, putting people out on the streets, back into the system, and back around again.
But your solution is an amnesty for
Adrian,
people.
I'm only throwing stuff out there.
No. Okay, you know? we'll work with that as a solution, and that is literally rewarding people who just haven't.
I'm not trying to reward anybody, but as I said to you already, and I just. You know, I have to keep throwing it into the conversation. 150 million for the hotel up to, you know, on City West there. You know,
I actually can't speak to you at the moment. I'm actually on the phone to my mortgage holder. Just bear with me one sec to Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, you're okay. You've plenty of money anyway, JG. You've plenty of money.
No, I don't.
But the fact of the matter is,
Bank of Ireland. Sorry, I'm true to him now. Bank of Ireland, can you do me a favour?
Take a mortgage break here. You want to go to the fucking wherever you go. You know, over to Rome there for a few weeks.
I'm explaining to him, John, that I want to bring the kids to Lapland, and I don't.
I know you do. You can take a mortgage break there. Yeah, it's there for you. You can take 2 weeks break. Yeah.
2 weeks break on a mortgage. Are you actually serious?
Hang on, Eddie wants to get involved in this conversation. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, chaps. On behalf of everybody in the comments, John, may I say, get your fucking shit together. You're an absolute fucking moron. You're divvy cult.
Yes.
You're saying give him a chance, a rent amnesty. He had 8 years of a fucking chance.
I'm talking about everybody here, Eddie. I'm not talking about themselves. I'm talking about everybody.
No, we're talking about this fucking case.
I'm talking about in general, Eddie.
Do you know what's brilliant about this? Shut up, you dope. It's my turn. Do you know what's fucking brilliant about this? This person is in a house, a 3-bedroom house on their own. So now he's fucked out because of his own fucking stupidity.
Give him a bungalow. Give him a 1-bedroom bungalow.
A family of 4 or 5 will go in there now. Fucking...
Okay. Can I ask you this, Eddie? Okay, you can scream all you like and call me what the names you like, Eddie, okay? But I'll address this, okay?
If you're in front of me now,
Eddie, right? We throw him out into the streets, Eddie, okay? He's homeless there tonight or whatever night, okay? And then he has to go back through the system. Eddie, can you not see where I'm going here, Eddie, okay?
He won't go back through the system. They won't give him another house. He's fucked up.
He's fucking homeless, Eddie. Eddie, let me ask you this.
Okay, is John not making some sense in what he says?
He wants to reward people.
No, evicting an individual like this with rent arrears is not helping anybody with anything. All it's doing is throwing somebody onto the homeless list and literally throwing them to the wolves. They should have tried harder. They should have given them some sort of an amnesty.
Adrian,
and let
I've
them stay
told
where
you
he
the
was.
Solution to this. I told you the solution to this years ago. There's two people at fault here. That fucking degenerate that wouldn't pay his 50 euro fucking rent. And secondly, the council for letting it go this far. We live in the digital age. All they had to do is go, give us your bank account details, blah, 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 and take it from source. If he doesn't have a bank account and he goes down once a week, the cashier in the post office says, right, your fucking dole is 240. This week we're giving you 215. We're taking your money out. Okay. We're controlling it because you can't.
Asian. Can I say this to Eddie? Okay, Eddie, I'll give you this, and you have got a very good, valid point here. You see, at the moment, and we all know there's a system there in the post office there that, you know, you can opt into this if you want, and you get your payments that comes out of the dole or whatever they get, and it can be paid. So let's call a spade here. If you were, it should be taken out automatically for any resident that has a council house or, you know, a Dublin corporation house. The rent, it shouldn't be a locked-in situation. It is. It should be made mandatory. If that's the case, Eddie, that's the way it should be. Do you know? So you don't have an option. Your rent is going to be taken out every week. So when you're signing for your fucking case for your council house, your corporation house, it should be in there in the clause. Oh, by the way, your money will be taken out every week, as you say.
I agree with you on that. There wouldn't be a 10 million deficit. I agree with you, John.
And just to go back to the point, Eddie just mentioned it. South Dublin Council is owed 10 million in arrears. Dublin City Council is owed 36 million in arrears because they're not throwing people out quick enough, basically. You can't allow people to just continue to give the two fingers to the state, providing them with housing.
But even what Eddie said, you look, I'm just going back again, what Eddie said, but again, get these people in, get them to sign a form, listen, your money is going to be coming out every week, and that's it. You know what I mean? And that's the way it should be, Asian.
Oh,
you know
John,
what I mean?
John, hello, and hello, and wait. John, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, Jerry. Here we go. Smart
arse. No, you honestly, yeah, that's stupid that you don't realise that someone who is renting a property from the council doesn't realise they have to pay rent. It's a straightforward.
You think that he racked up 20,000 over 2-3 weeks, 3 years. It didn't. This happened over a very serious amount of time. This is what I'm saying, Jerry. Now they're coming knocking for their 20 grand that we're going to fuck you out. Over what? No. That'll be a 10 year period.
They're never going to get the 20 grand. I think everybody knows that.
But that's what I'm saying. This is why there should be an amnesty there, because they know quite fucking well they're not going to get the 20 grand.
So now they're saying,
we're going to fuck you out now. Come on now. You're calling me an idiot, Jeremy.
It's taken years to get to that point that they are going to throw a bully.
What's the point in this? That's what my point is, Asian. It's just a fucking circle. Let's fuck people out of their homes that didn't pay their rent. And what do? Stick them in a hotel, stick them in a provision centre, stick them everywhere around the country. This doesn't solve the fucking problem, Asian. And it never will. Okay. And I don't agree with evictions, and I never will either.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions. This is
I just ask John a question? You don't believe in evictions. I bet you believe in evictions for private tenants or people with mortgages. Do you think, John, because I rang my mortgage company there when you were rapping on, and they won't let me stop paying the mortgage for some reason because they need to run a bank. Do you think I should just be able to stop paying my mortgage this month and live free under that roof for the next 5 years? Do you think I should be able to do that?
You're being smart, Jeremy, but if for whatever reason something happened in your life there, you should be allowed at least a couple of months to get your shit together.
That's what's called mortgage protection, which I have.
Here we go. What are you fucking asking me for? This is not a fucking mortgage situation. This is a local tenancy agreement situation, Jeremy. So don't be keep owner on a mortgage situation. You are being paid. You work hard. I'm not dishing you for this. So don't be making it out to be about you. You have well in, you know, I presume you don't even have a mortgage because you've been fucking working your ass off for so many years.
Of course I have a mortgage.
Okay, if you have. But the fact of the matter is, we're talking about a tenancy agreement here, not a mortgage. I don't want to see people evicted. I don't. No, I don't.
You said, okay, that's...
No, what he has said principally is he's against evictions.
And I am, and I always will be.
And I asked you, should I stop paying my mortgage to Bank of Ireland and just be let live there rent-free?
No, because the fact of the matter is that you know quite well, Jeremy, that I don't know what you're asking me here. You know quite well if you stop paying your mortgage, they're going to... I told you already there, me and Wayne there was fucked out over 6-7 grand. You know, I'm not to tell you already what's going to happen. But I'm against any evictions.
Just live rent-free for the rest of your days.
No, I didn't say that. If you give people a break there and get them to leave here,
stay there for a second, John. Let me bring in more of your opinions. And Linda, I'll be with you in 1 second. This is Joe.
Morning, boys. How's it going? Just looking there. Who's accountable for the person with the $20,000 arrears? It's definitely the person that's supposed to pay the rent. But it's also due to the landlord, too. 20,000 on a council place is a lot of weeks and a lot of months rents missed. Like, I understand you got to pay your way in this world, but something has to come down to the landlord. Like, I don't feel sorry for the person with the $20,000 arrears, but something has to be, somebody has to be accountable, and it has to be the landlords to get their shit together and figure out how they can get the rent back quicker or repossess them when they're at a $2,000 or a $5,000, maybe talk to them then, but not $20,000. They should wipe it clean and let them move on again.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Linda, you're on the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you, Linda?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Linda, what did you want to say on this? A man, we're assuming it's a man, and for the sake of this conversation, we're describing it as a man. A man is evicted out of his South Dublin council house with 20 grand in arrears, and John's saying nobody should be evicted ever.
Well, I don't agree that nobody should be evicted ever, but I do believe it should be a last resort. And I think in the public sector and in the private sector, being mortgages and whatever, that there's a procedure that they both follow. And it takes a long time for it to get into court and, you know, to build up a huge amount of arrears. There's a procedure even before that, which I think the councillor actually said, that all those avenues have been exhausted. Like, I don't believe that either of them want to go to court, because it costs them money to bring people to court. It's not always going to go in their favour. But to build up a debt of €20,000, and I believe that councillor said that they did try to exhaust all avenues to come to some sort of an arrangement, but it obviously wasn't engaged in. So you can't just let somebody go for X amount of years and not engage with the people they owe money to. And, you know, they're living, as you said, in a three-bedroomed house for... You know, I don't know how much he was paying.
But according to the councillor, the average rent at the time over the last number of years would have been €55 a week. If this person was living on welfare, it would have been an awful lot
10%,
less.
Yes, it would 10% have been 10% of their income. Yeah. Which, you know, as I said, it's just people are saying you should give them a chance. But from by all accounts, you know, as I said, it takes a number of years to build that amount of arrears of €20,000 up. So obviously over the years they were given the chances. But as I said, you know, John, as I said in my comments.
Sorry, let me just go back to John for a second, Linda. And John, this is what I was saying to you a while ago. This was the last resort. Taking this individual to court was the last resort.
I might have been trying to even work it out, but fair play to Linda, she worked it out for me. Why hasn't anybody been in touch with this guy 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago?
I've absolutely no doubt they were in touch with him all that time.
You know, I don't think they were. I think that they came in here, look, you owe 20 grand, get the fuck out of here.
John, can I just say to you, like you say nobody has been in touch with him. They obviously had to be, because a judge wouldn't take a case where there was no correspondence.
I get that, Linda. You know, like I said, Linda, I was here before with a friend of mine. They showed me the court letters. I'm wearing big shit here. I said, no, they're not. I said, I'll get you onto a solicitor there and we can sort this out. And they did sort it out. And they did come to an arrangement. And they did, you know, I get what you're saying. And I do. I understand.
Exactly. Yeah, but I agree with you. That's why I am agreeing in that sense that, you know, there is other avenues out there.
Like, of course.
I worked in a solicitor's office for 25 years. But what I'm saying is, we've come across this before, that there's always a way out, always a way out, if you engage. Do you know what I mean? So what I'm saying, for it to go on for so long, there obviously was some communications between them, and it just didn't come to fruition for either side.
I think to somebody, you know, high up there in whatever councils they are, saying, listen, lads, here, we're out fucking 20 million here, without, you know, we're out 40 million here, without, you know, whatever it may be, you know, in a collective. You know, there's probably 100 tenants there that you know, owe big money, and it's coming in there, that big bill. They're being told to get it or get it sorted. And that's where I believe, Linda, is happening here now. You know, there's going to be a
John, let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. This person, this individual, knows bloody well they had run a massive debt with the council. Okay?
Yeah, Adrian, an amnesty, anything, it's, I don't know exactly what it's, but I was just throwing stuff out there earlier on. As I said, Eddie said earlier on, you know, take it out of money. Make it mandatory that it comes out of money every week. You know, or do something. Don't be fucking about it. What's that going to achieve? I don't know. We've enough homeless people on the street.
Linda, let's just deal with that for a second. So this is a person that did have a roof over their head and now doesn't have a roof over their head. They're essentially homeless. What does that achieve?
It's kind of a catch-22, really. The way I see it is, yeah, of course, you know, nobody, you don't want to make anybody homeless. I mean, it's the worst thing possible. But at the same time, you can't keep putting your head in the chopping block and trying to come to some sort of an arrangement with somebody who either, now again, like I'm surmising that, you know, all of that was put to this person in court. Is there anything you can do now to stop this eviction? Can you, you know, can you pay this amount? Can you do this? Can you do that? And, you know, as we don't know the court case, what happened there, but I would assume a judge would have asked the tenant all of those questions. You know, is there any way you can help yourself to stop this eviction? And, you know, if she came to, he or she, the judge came to a decision that the council were in their rights to evict him. Obviously, she's heard, he, whatever, is a male or female judge, they have heard the whole case, so they know all the circumstances. We don't. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to comment on the man's situation.
But as you said yourself, Linda, and the councillor said as well earlier on, this was a last resort. This is after
Absolutely.
The council engaging with this individual for years on end. Please
Absolutely.
Pay your rent. Can we help you in any way? Here's a rental plan. You know, here's a plan, a payment plan to clear your arrears. And nothing obviously happened over that time for that 20 grand to rack up. And John, ultimately, there has to be a sanction for not engaging and not paying your rent.
But, you know, even Linda said there, can you, like I said to you already, Adrian, you know, if you're signing a, you know, even a new lease there, if you got a new lease, listen, the money has, I don't know what councils are doing. If councils are giving away houses, or you're giving out houses to people that need them, they need to sign the form there that's saying, listen, this money will be mandatory taken every week and every month out of your account, whether you like it or not. It needs to be done to avoid this in the future, you know, because again, Adrian, when you owe 1 grand or 20 grand, nobody should be a big. I don't want to see people.
Okay,
right.
Okay, let me go to Michelle. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michelle. What did you want to say on this? Is it fair that somebody is evicted for 20 grand arrears?
Yeah, like, you know, it's more to the story, I think, personally. I think kind of it seems that maybe he doesn't really care. In a 3-bedroom house as well, was a family house that maybe the parents or something died and he doesn't really care because, you know, maybe their girlfriend or something has one, he's going to move in to a whore. Like, there's something more to the story regardless of all this. You know what I mean?
Well, the bottom line is, whoever this person is, racked up 20 grand in arrears. So,
it's negligence on the council as well to have allowed this. Like, full stop. Like, that, it doesn't, it's still like that doesn't make sense. Like, but yeah, look, it is what it is.
And, okay, so you believe that eventually,
yeah,
there comes a time that eviction is the only option available.
Because look, you know, he was obviously getting warning letters, he was getting knocks on the doors, he was getting everything. Look, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, they certainly didn't just go straight to court and get him thrown out.
It's just like, you know, he seems to have not given a care, so, you know, obviously he has some sort of a backup plan or something, but yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely, yeah, off you go.
All right, you know? Michelle, thanks very much indeed for your call. And let me just squeeze in one final opinion on this from Emma.
Sorry, I have to laugh at Keith's message there. €500 a month and he's probably in a house. I'm on the cost rental scheme through the council. One bed apartment, €1,250 a month, plus €120 a month for car park space, one car park space. So if you have two spaces, it's €240 a month for the space on top of that. So Keith, you should fucking thank your lucky stars because you're sorted there. And as for man, woman being kicked out after around 20 grand, tough shit. You didn't pay your fucking way. There's probably a family in a hotel that will pay it. So you should be out in your arse and they should get the house. No sympathy, to be honest. You knew it was coming. You would have got many, many warnings.
All right, Emma. Thanks very much indeed for your message. And just before we go, by the way, I want to invite you to join us on our Opinions Matter WhatsApp channel. If you haven't joined us yet, the WhatsApp channel is where we can keep in touch with you, letting you know when new episodes drop, letting you know when our live show is live. So if you want to join us on our WhatsApp channel, what you do is you send us a WhatsApp with the words add me. We'll send you a link straight back to our WhatsApp channel, and then you just subscribe from there. It's as simple as that. And we don't spam you. We send a couple of messages a day just to let you know when new episodes are on Spotify and so on. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.